in your arm or your ass. Okay, if that don't work, then you're going to have to get a booster, and then get a booster, booster, booster. Then they're going to put it in your cows, your baby cows, and your baby chickens. Baby chickens and your baby cows. Then, if that don't work, then they're going to put it in your water supply. So that's why it's kind of getting hectic. It's getting kind of hectic, because what's going to happen is soon, the way the environment is changing, you got no choice. Every other opportunity has been removed except for ascension or hasta la bye-bye. But then we didn't mention that, though, didn't we? I think we did. Did we? Maybe we didn't. We forgot to tell them. Is that what it was? Did we forget to tell them again? We do that so often. We forget to tell them. I don't know. It's hard to keep track anymore.
Yeah.
So, and they got it at every level. So now it's not about beating, gaming the system. It's that they're going to gain the population.
Gain the population.
Gaming. You know, the game, gaming.
Uh-huh. Gaming. Okay, yes.
Correct.
Well, that's what I see here. It's a game.
Yeah. It's really and that's okay. That's good, because now it's getting serious now. Now what you going to do? Everybody's joking and taking on and yucking it up, but, you know, we're like, okay, it's okay with us. Don't worry. Fear not. It'll be over soon. Have a party. So it kind of gets to be fun after a little while. After a while, it'll all be over. And so that's fun. So now there's other things going on. And you hear news better than I have United States America news. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Did you know that? Yeah. Your news is cleaner.
Really?
We are throttled in the United States. It's very throttled. But then again, to be fair, nobody's really watching the news anymore. They're not watching anything. And then you have the different systems. And then so now everybody is running to Telegram or Glitter or Titter or Dicky or Tricky or Docky Talky, Ticky Talky, something. And they're talking there's Gitter and Switter and damn, there's 100 million of them. And so all the people are going in a Gitter. And then there's Signal. And then there's Tiki-Taki. And then there's Instagram is dead. Ain't nobody doing that no more. That's like getting the rabbit ears on the TV and turning on Channel 2. Nobody does that anymore. But they are running on this side in a short window pops like Telegram. In some of those places, they try to get these news things feeds out with the FEMA cramps, and they're going to blame it on the Muslims and the Mossad, and then they're going to have another little hiccuping battle thing, and they got the war in Afghanistan is sucky. They won't even fight. So I mean, how are they going to cause a war when they won't even fight? So that's pretty crazy. So we're going to see how that goes. I don't really know for sure, but they've got to do something. They've got to get them a war, or otherwise Biden is gone. He's pretty gone anyway. But it's going to get interesting. But it's almost like the convergence of the perfect storm.
You're talking about with Biden.
And we're talking about everything.
Yeah. Hey, Ian, I saw a really strange cloud formation Thursday evening. I mean, it looked like a long, 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 long. It was a straight, long, long cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Right outside. I mean, because really a strange cloud formation.
Uh-huh.
It looked like a battleship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that something special?
They were over. If you had a picture of that and triangulated where they were over, it was over the nuclear power plant.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So is that what they're doing now? They're checking out all the nuclear power plants off the planet, or just especially here in Switzerland?
We have to say yes.
Yes?
We have to say yes.
Yes to Switzerland or all over the planet?
All over the planet.
Oh, really? So there's something bubbling that they're noticing, or they're doing adjustments, if I may ask?
Now we got to say no comment.
Okay. I know so much going on. The TikTok was ringing my, like I said, I opened up the account. The TikTok was burning me up this week, the algorithm.
So, what hit? Were they sending you pictures of titties again? Sometimes they do that.
No.
You have to be careful.
I don't open that up. No.
You don't know.
No. I don't open that. That's a can of snakes.
Snake surfing's not so bad. Bob's been a snake all his life, so he's doing okay. There were a couple that were pretty interesting.
There was one interesting about the crown.
Poor thing. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty sad. They lost control. They lost control.
They, as in the crown?
Yes. Yes.
Is that a fact of all the what was stated on that one TikTok about all the Commonwealth?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you remember how many times have we talked about, how many sessions have we spoke about Trafalgar?
Yes.
Trafalgar Square. And how many times did we talk about that represented a war? A war. And that meant that a battle was going to be handled. Well, and then we were joking, we were talking about your real estate in Hyde Park. That's where Bob likes to, he likes to go when he's got to go slumming. He likes to slum in Hyde Park. It's much easier for him.
But Gilchrist's story, too.
He did that.
Okay, but the Trafalgar, if I recall, had something to do with, like, sort of like another, you know, empire parallel world type of arrangement.
Yeah. That's right. And now this one's being obsolete. And then it'll be retrieved. But we don't know what it's going to look like. See? That whole crown. Now, we're using the word because that's the word you use. We want to use another word, but we're not going to do that. We're going to follow your lead. That's why you're here. You're going to drive this narrative. And so you can play it any way you want, you know, play with it any way you want to. But what basically the short version of what's happened is there's nothing to rule. Rule Britannia? There's nothing to rule. That's the point.
Boy, so that's like setting everything up for what you were laying out, what's going to take place with Bob taking over then. Is that correct?
Yeah, mad son of a bitch. Now he wants, now, well, I can't even say that. Yeah, he's, now the Canadian socialist is turning into a capitalist. He's turning into the Wolf of Wall Street, Bob is. He's turning the Wolf of Wall Street.
Bob?
Now they're going to have to pay to see it. Now he used to show you his TT for free. Now you're going to have to pay to see his TT. It's crazy to think. We showed him how to do the self-fund thing, and he's going to have so much fun. He's going to make people pay in drops to read his books because they're not going to have no internet no more. Won't that be fun?
You're saying it's not going to be in anymore? I just saw a, yesterday, I saw a article talking about something happened with the sun that's possibly going to knock the internet out. Is that what you're alluding to?
Yeah, they call, it's called an EMP. Yeah, electromagnetic pulse. Yeah. Yeah, we did talk. We did talk about that. I think we mentioned. No, wait. Now maybe we didn't. We did mention that one time for sure. Maybe twice. Maybe.
Okay.
And even how to back stuff up. So it's all solved though. Dimitri has got the carbon thing solved. So he's ready to store all the information. So there's no trouble. He's got the tiger by the tail.
Okay, so then that brings up a point, just to clean up here on the EMP.
Oh.
Does that mean that the poles are almost totally flipped, Ion?
No, we don't want to scare people. There's no reason for that.
But the core has been slowing down, and that's the lead to the poles flipping.
Yes.
And you brought up the.
And it's almost to the point. It's almost to the point. If you'll start looking at it closely, that'll get you to the two suns. How is it that you can see the two suns in Australia, but the people in damn Australia can't see it? Ain't that the craziest shit?
Wait a minute.
How does that work?
Well, yeah. Okay. That was a TikTok. This guy was in Utah. Or
there's another. That's another one as well. It's completely captured in Australia.
How can people...
People in Australia. Well, Skip's right there. Skip's right there with her precious children. She's right there. She can't see it. I look, and I don't see but one sun. I can't see two suns. I don't know what you're talking about. Can't see it. Can't see it. Can't see it. And yet, everybody else is getting a direct Kodachrome footage of it.
Hey, I have some notes regarding Skip and Dimitri. Should we start off with that?
You want to, with you? Hey, this is your dime, spin it.
Okay. Yeah, I had that. Yeah, thank you, Dimitri, Steve Reimer, and Skip. They sent me some notes. Some things that dropped
nice.
Off for them.
We're glad that they're participating. We're trying real hard. We're trying to save the twins and the other one, the good one. We're trying to save the twins and the good one.
Yeah.
Desperately.
Okay, boy, this is, okay.
See why Bob did this to you? It's too much. There's too much. The Veloce has got too much stuff in it. Y'all overpacked, and so it's like Carolyn. When Carolyn goes somewhere, she takes everything that she's ever potentially going to ever need in advance, because she don't want to get there and have to go find it or sort it out or sort it. You know, she don't want to go clothes shopping when she gets there. She wants to have all of her stuff, and so sometimes that's overpacking. So if you're going to be there a while, you should ship your stuff in advance so it's already there. Okay, but if not, it's kind of like this conversation here. You're getting a little heavy. And when you get a little heavy, then what happens is it becomes lumbersome. And that's why you feel so pressurized here tonight, because there's too many suitcases to tote. Now go ahead with your notes.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of notes, and I put them all together. And I'm going to say some words, and can you comment on them, because this is pretty, I mean, this might be the whole subject. I don't need to do too many other questions, because this is pretty alarming, actually, quite alarming. About Bob negotiating with the aliens to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
So is the queen. So is the queen.
The queen is negotiating with Bob.
She wants access to us, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, well,
freedom's just another word for having nothing left to lose. That only counts for you and Bobby McGee, though, you know.
Okay.
That Wanda Jackson, she was hot, wasn't she? I wanted him to play the Fukushima Mama, the Fukushima Mama, but he didn't play that. Yokohama Mama, I wanted to play that one, too. But it was a little racist, and we're trying not to be so xenophobic these days.
Okay, Ian, there's something you've been saying over the past couple of weeks that this is Bob's fifth try at this negotiation.
Yeah. But, well, it's up in the air. Sometimes it's five, sometimes it's four.
Right.
So he's got
okay.
one that's in the soup that he hadn't finished yet.
Okay,
he always keeps one in the hanger. He's reading one book, and he's got another book that he's also picking at, but he's not reading it all the way through. So it's four times, it's five times. It depends. If you're going to count that other one as a loss, then it's the fifth time. But if he hasn't and he pulls it out, then it could be the fourth time and then ring it out on the fifth. But that's ancillarily non sequitur is a bird fly. But some people are deist. Buzz Coaston wants to know exactly how it's going to go down. That's his heart.
Okay, well, there was another note here, and I want you to comment on, because this is the first time I've heard that, but if Bob mm-hmm. fails, it's another 10,000-year problem, and you don't deal with time, but is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. At least that long. At least that long. Because, see, everybody, look, stop. Here's the deal. Lucille, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Now, what is that song? You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Yes.
Four hungry children and a crop in the field. Remember that song? Well, this wraps up. If this don't work, when you read the scriptures, you know, when you go to the strip club and they start talking about the Revelation and Genesis and Ezekiel, we go to the strip club and they start talking about the scriptures, when they got the scriptures going on, there's nothing after the vasectomy? No. The rupture? No. What do you call it? The hysterectomy? No, not that. It's the Calvinist. Oh, yeah. The rapture. There's nothing after the rapture, you see. It's all just into death and the lake of fire and all the Dante's Inferno, something. You got nothing after that. So once these seals are broken, you can't undo it. He doesn't have five more tries. This is it. Four and a half, five. If you don't get that, then it's over. And then those that ascend will ascend, and we move on down the line. Those that don't, they talk about it. It's not a very pleasant geographic. Well, let's put it this way. Waze will get you there, but there's a whole lot of construction through the lake of fire that's not so comfortable.
Okay, but what's the difference then if Bob is successful and those people who don't ascend? What's the difference?
Oh, they're in the same soup. Now, if they make it, they don't ascend, and they're taking all the products. They're talking to Bob. They're talking to us. They're in that process. They're in the Yarmulke continent. See, they might be a scullery maid or something like that. Because these kingdoms going to need a lot of courts. Got to have people in court. You know, they got to have somebody to play with, so it works out like that. But it's a very limited skew. And the process is everybody either is king or they're becoming king on the trip back to Andromeda. Because we still got to get back to Andromeda now. That's whatever. Ain't nobody talking about that. That's what we're supposed to be talking about. Y'all talking about putting new tires, new casings on the car, and we need to make sure they got enough gas to get home.
Okay, but the question is, if Bob fails, do we still get to go back to Andromeda then?
Probably not.
Okay, well then, boy, there's a whole lot of questions there in that hole there.
Mm-hmm. Probably not. You got a little window. You got a little tiny window. But, yeah, probably not. No. Computer says no, but we're gonna override that just a dot. Because, see, now you've got, well, listen, you're asking the right way, but you're asking the wrong question. Your question should be, hey, Ion, what the fuck happens if the angels win the goddamn war?
Okay, well, I'm headed there.
That's
because
the question.
Like
that's
I said,
the question. Yes, that's this, the question. That settles it.
I'm headed right down there. I mean, we're, you know, there's a lot of questions, and I had to ask that. Okay. Damn. Okay. There are some questions you just left there, but we'll just move along. We'll just Bob is not gonna fail, so we don't need to fill in those holes. But if anyone has any questions about that, feel free. But I'm gonna move right along.
Well, here's how it's gonna go. If Bob is not successful, it's gonna be too wet for you to plow. So you don't worry about it. You'll just miss a crop. That's what's gonna happen. If he's not successful, you won't have to worry about wondering what you're gonna do. So, and that part's good. You'll have to be forced to listen to Zappa for eternity. Can't imagine a fate more worse than that.
Hey, does that change the ascension process, Aya?
Well, we have to see. You're gonna lose. You're losing all your. Okay. Do you know about, you know what effigy is? The effigy? When you, like, if you have the virus, you have these antibodies that you build up in your system that you can battle the thing that's supposed to kill you.
Yes.
You understand that process? Okay. Yes. Well, the same thing here, what you're dealing with here is the same thing here. You have a resistance and then a part you can overcome. Because the AL2SO4 formula, you can quote it. You can almost quote it by heart now. Good for you. We don't have to do that. Don't feel like you have to do that, because you will. So we're not saying you do that. We're saying that's not a very pleasant atmosphere to breathe. Okay? So ascension is going to become real necessary to make that as comfortable as it can.
Okay.
And so
yes.
It's the fourth quarter, third down, and long.
It's a minute left on the score.
Oh, we don't do the time thing.
Y'all got a lot of time.
Y'all got a lot of timeouts left. It'll probably be all right. We'll put you on the chains. As long as they don't move the chains, it ain't first down. That's all you need to know.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, Aina, now we're going into the big subject here, buddy.
Hey, no, wait a minute. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bob.
If I fail, then I get nothing but Zappa?
No, Bob. The people who like Zappa, they get Vestal. And the people who don't like Zappa, that's what they have to listen to in their ears. Over and over and over. And then if that doesn't work, then guess what? They have to sleep with Bob Dylan. There's nothing worse than that.
I don't mind Zappa. Doesn't matter to me which way it goes then.
So says the dark soul.
More slack for Bob. Bob, buddy, not even going to show up. He doesn't even care which way it goes.
Yeah, Bob will throw the whole thing just to hear Zappa.
Yeah.
I'm saying it doesn't matter which one I hear.
He can tell everybody, he says, well, now you got time to read Thompson now.
You say Ion too slowly, Carol. Say it faster.
Ion. I'm back up this time. This time we got me as backup.
You were back up three of the previous times, Carol. It didn't help. Carol just like to remember that.
You lost four pounds.
You pressed the wrong button, I think. What?
every time she blew it, she lost 4 pounds. Every time.
Yeah.
She's down to nothing now. Now she's down to nothing.
Okay.
It doesn't look good for everybody, Bert.
Yeah.
What is it they say? You can never be too thin or too rich. How it goes, something like that.
Yeah. But.
And there's no such thing as ugly people. They're only poor people.
Well, okay, we fill that in. And now we move to the next.
I don't have to make a decision, Bert. That's the nice part. I've declared many times I never made a decision ever in my life. Looks like even the big one, I don't even have to make a decision. Doesn't matter to me.
Right.
What about Phineas Wake?
I hope you are not offended. I hope you are not offended by the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, because there might be one on the horizon. We'll see what
Finnegan's
Wake can think of.
Which result leads into mandatory classes for Finnegan's Wake?
We can't tell that. We can't tell because we don't want to mess up the order. The first thing you have to do is get the order for Finnegan's Wake. That's what you gotta do first. And then once you get the order, then you can figure out the chapters. You can figure out the plot and the people.
Right.
And you get, and then Finn can find his way. That's what's the point. It's from the cradle to the grave.
Who did they find their way? Who did you
Ben.
Say? Ben. The guy lurking, the cat
Ben.
Out here?
F-I-N.
Oh, Finn. Finn.
And so what's got to happen, what this does, this allows him to find his way so he doesn't have to have a wake. You're going to nullify the wake.
Ah, okay.
Just like Gravity's Rainbow tried to tell you how to live. They didn't know. I don't know what the hell that was about because it's stupid nonsense. Bunch of 700 pages of gobbledygook. Might as well read War and Peace to figure out how to live with your neighbor.
War and Peace. Okay, Bert, back to you. I've exhausted my questions.
Oh, my God. What? What?
Yo,
this is going to be a short show. And Bob run out. Suddenly now, Bob, for the first time in recorded history ever, Bob says, thank you. I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Your Honor. That matches you, Ike, because you didn't have anything to say, but you brought me in here to open things up. So,
yes.
Uh-oh, people.
Well, somebody's got to grease this thing. We're tired of all this bullshit. People back-talking and back-biting, and they don't understand. They figure it out, then they don't, then they get mad. Then they get drunk on Chinese five spice, and then get the feelings hurt, and all this kind of food. It's not necessary, but they do it anyway. We're okay.
Okay.
And then people get mad. They buy each other funeral plots, and then they're mad because they don't use them. Mad. They got this perfectly good funeral plot, not using it. I mean, that's just silly. Why would you buy them funeral plot if you're not going to die? But you know, if you are, you might as well get a good nice one. That's what we're saying. So. Those abrogated conditions are responses to fear-based realities. And so now it's time. We've had enough fear. That's enough of that. Now what needs to happen is it needs to come into the revelatory, a la revelation, of what to do. You know the plot. You don't need Agatha Christie to figure this damn thing out. It's okay. It's nothing, you know. It's a, what is it? It's the butler with a pipe. In the library. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, that was Clue. It was Clue, sorry. No, different one. There was a clue. But you know the scenario. So all you're doing now is you're filling in the blank. Filling in the blank.
Well, this next topic does fill in the blank, like I said.
Good.
Going through these notes here may be all that I have to ask tonight. Because it puts everything else on the back burner, especially this note. Okay,
nah,
I have.
You
a
can
note.
Pick through. You can pick through. No. Wait now. Don't short sheet yourself here. The reason we say that is because there are pinpoints in there that need to be got. You have a ton of info in the financial markets, the financial world, how that's going to go, how the drops become the currency, how the systems, the world systems, the fall, and that reorchestration. And the Hague, and the details of the Hague, and how that's going to get worked out. And then they're going to have a test to see which ones is alive and which ones is dead, because they're having a hard time sorting them out these days. That's where your home, most of your homeless population, that's where that comes from, is from the recently undead.
You're talking about the Hague in Europe, not the Hay building in Washington.
That is correct. They're putting the fence back up. Thanks, Bob. Bob said it. Bob was a little sharp. Bob shoots his mouth off, and they finally got the fence down. Now they're putting the fence back up. They got that stirred up again. So, yeah, there's some little knickknacks in there. There's a few knickknacks. J.W. wants them frames out of the Capitol now. He wants them gold frames. He don't care much about
After tonight's private session, Bert, probably there won't be too many more questions. That's like I and I don't have any questions.
Oh,
we already heard
we
it
can just
Thursday.
Have a 20-hour show. We can have joke night. We can just sit around and play bad music and tell bad jokes.
Yeah. No, you'll see after you hear this session. Oh, Fargo Gee, better stick around and listen to it. 267.
Oh, is that like the judge that was presiding over the divorce for the couple, and he says, Mr. Chancey, I have decided to award your wife $10,000 a month in child support and alimony. And Mr. Man that's getting sued, he says, why, thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate that very much. And if I get a chance, I'll throw her a few bucks, too.
Okay, I have a note here regarding that the angels are interested in the key to the human angel construct.
The aliens.
What does that mean?
The aliens.
Yeah, what does that mean? That's right. That's as well. That's a two part. That's as well. Because remember, we went through that. Aliens could be angels, and angels are certainly aliens. But they're not necessarily the same. You can't necessarily replace them within themselves. You can have an alien and an angel, and they both would be aliens.
Correct.
But some regular aliens are not angelic.
Right, okay. But I have a note here that says the aliens are interested in the key to the human angel construct so that they can help them understand themselves better. Is there some fact to that?
Yeah. That's what Fauci thinks he's figured out. That's why Fauci's going to put it in the moon, in the water. He's going to put it in the meat. So now when you go shopping at the Costco, you have to take a little magnet. You have to put your little wipe off the meat, put the little magnet on the meat, and see if it's magnetic or not. If it ain't magnetic, you probably better let that go. Let that one go. Better eat the ones that's magnetic. Yeah, be much better that way.
So, Ian, are you saying that magnetic meat has something to do with the human angel construct?
And that's what Fauci thinks.
Okay, but we
see, there was
this
little thing called, there was this little thing several days ago that Carolyn played with a little bit. It didn't go very far. It wasn't much to it. And poor Nancy. It was just sort of a debacle. It was over. It's called Mir. She worked this out long ago. Carolyn, she's really smart.
Yeah.
Did we mention that? She's really smart. Mean as hell, but she's really smart.
Yeah, but putting Man Fauci hell. Into my question, Ion, kind of obscures what's going on here with the aliens interested in the key.
Come on, you got us bigger. Drive us home. Show us what to do. We'll answer
so
it. Can
we
again,
kick,
what you
can
want.
We kick Fauci out of that, because that kind of obscures this point here.
No, you cannot. This is the representation to show that humans are trying to matriculate their bodies into that space. That's why it's called a construct. They're building the blocks. The reason you have this many people on the earth is not so you can get enough double helix strands, that you've got enough DNA material to have to work with to prove that there's that many available in tandem.
You say as well.
As well. So they tried to do this with a straight HIV, but that didn't work because people didn't die. Well, fuck that. Damn, that's
okay.
No good. People won't even die from it. So they give them medicines, the cocktail that they call it. They give them the cocktail and they kill them, and they still don't die. So it's like, well, shit. Well, shit, fella hunker downers, here we go again. So they still are living. So they got to find a way to bend the herd. Herd immunity. Have you heard? Have you heard? There's going to be some herd immunity. They're going to get herd. Not get herded. So you got to leave them in, because there's always remember, sex is God's idea. Pornography is the offset. That's the fake. That's the imitation. I mean, if people could fuck for 4 hours and 35 minutes at those paces, you wouldn't make a movie. You'd be busy doing it.
Okay, so the human angel construct is what the ascension process, then. Is that what you're saying?
No, wait, don't read between the lines. Back that up just a little bit. Look at the note, exactly what was said, and then let's parse that just a little bit, because there's a difference. That's not just what you call ascension. Otherwise, we wouldn't have said it. We'd have just said ascension.
Right. Okay.
So there's a part, an inner part.
Okay. The note says the aliens are interested in the key to the human angel construct to help them understand themselves.
Correct. So, because if they can figure that out, then if they could figure that out, they could, the angels could become God. They could figure that out. Or if they had the patent of Mir.
Okay, now, see, there you go. There's some more. There's a hole there. So, this aliens trying to figure out the angel human construct is a combination of aliens, meaning the guys who are coming to visit Bob, and also the aliens that are angels. That's what you're saying.
All that, yes. All of that.
Boy, that's a big bowl of soup there. Damn. Okay, moving right along. Okay, and they say they want.
So you keep your lamps trimmed and burning. That's what you better do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes that more pertinent there. That reference. Yeah. Okay, they want the key. They want this key from you. And I have a note that you will not give the key to the aliens. But I have a note here that says the key.
Unless they holler at me really harsh. I don't like to get hollered at. If they holler at me, I'll probably give it up. But don't holler at me. But if they sweet, no, we're not giving it to them. But if they holler, man, I don't know what I have to see about it.
Okay, well, here's the big part. The key to the human angel condition has something to do with the corpus callosum. Is there some fact to that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that. That's why you had to. That's why Emory University had to build the ascension machine so they could tell you, prove you sons of bitches you're ascending, for God's sake. Psh, crazy.
I thought that machine was to see if there was a growth on the pineal gland. Well,
and that's what effect, and that where this all turns on.
Okay, so you're saying that growth is an enlargement of the corpus callosum?
A side effect. Mm-hmm.
The growth is a side effect? Or the corpus callosum is a side effect? The growth is a side effect?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can see it.
And that is the key to the human angel construct.
Yeah, that the angels want really badly. And we don't want them to have it, but we do want the humans to get it because we want them to ascend. We want Legend to make it. Legend and Rejoice and Khalifi, we want all them to make it. See? And don't forget our favorite, Sasha. We don't want to lose Sasha and old Chad. We want the old number one. We want all of them to make it if they will. Don't forget. Oh, and we need a preacher. We'll have to get Nasty David Hurtado. He'll have to come in there and preach a few sermons for you when you all run out of questions. That'd be fun. And hey, you got them recordings, Bob? You need them recordings when Duffy don't make it. We need to have him play. We can play him like on the Muzak in the elevator. When we're riding around, where he can say, Cincinnati, you're on the air. We need him, so make sure you keep some recordings of that after he passes. Yep.
Okay.
That's a rich part. That's a rich part of our experience, because it's been a ride, y'all.
So this key is the corpus callosum. That's what the key is.
That's a part of it. The corpus callosum would be the lock, wouldn't it?
So you threw something else in there then.
Well, no, that's what's happening. Didn't you watch Lock and Key on the Goober Snatcher? Oh, that's not the Goober Snatcher.
Netflix.
The boob tube. Yeah, the boob tube where they had to show the titties, the memories.
Yes.
They show all the titties on that. So on that thing. And there's another season that's going to be more enlightening. If it makes it, if they make it, if the electricity holds. If y'all got your bad batteries ready, you can maybe watch that. Go ahead and get one of them cranking phones. Now, this telephone ain't going to work, so I don't know what you got to crank for. Oh, yeah. They got the crank up phone so you can play the Tetris. got to play the Tetris. You got to play the Tetris. Then crank up your phone so you can play the Tetris. Cause you didn't buy no books. Bob got all. He bought all the books. So, and the libraries there burned all them for firewood. So, nothing to do.
The corpus callosum is the lock.
We like that. We like that because that's where you'll notice it. Okay, you're gonna say it like that. So what you're saying, Bert, that we agree with is that those are the tumblers. You heard that before? The tumblers?
Yes, in a lot.
Remember?
Yes.
Do you remember the little Myosin figure, the bobblehead bobbin, and he's sitting on a mantle? How do you see him? You look through the key. You ever heard that story?
Yes.
The little Myosin figure, the bobblehead, little head is bobbing all over, and you look through that keyhole, and that's how you can see Bob. Well, that's exactly what your notes are prescribing. So that's not some big mystery. That's just normal.
Okay, but but this whole reference started off as the key. So what is the key for the corpus callosum?
Well, if we tell you that right here, right now, the angels will have it. That's the thing we can't tell because they're listening. Billy.
Well, then it gets tricky, tricky, Ion, because
don't need to know that. You don't know that to solve the construct. You know how to ascend, so do that. All of a sudden, you have these moments of lucidity, and we like that, don't we?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so now, all right, let's say dinner the other night. You go to dinner, and all of a sudden, you have this epiphany. Well, where did that come from? Did somebody tell you that? You've done it 5 times before. And see? So it's like, aha. And so then all of a sudden it connects. And then when it connects, then it feels right. And then it's like, oh, okay, let's go. Cowboy foreplay, get in the truck.
So that scenario you just laid out with me, that's the corpus callosum working.
Being notified. You're being notified. You've been put on notice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like that. And so you note that. So if you do, then that's good.
Okay, well, Mr. Saul.
And so then, them bottles of Chateau Lafite 57 that you've been saving, you can cant those and enjoy the hell out of them. No reason to save them no more. Okay?
Okay, Ion, you filled that up full, and maybe there's some questions in the re-listen, but from at this point now, I think I've sifted through that pretty good. There's no need to recognize.
There was some more notes in there. There was some more notes in there.
I'm headed that way. Moving away from the angel human construct and going to the next.
Did you get everything? Now, hold on. Did you get everything? Well, there might be a little something left there, a little serendipity might be there. All right. Why don't you ask this question? If you're going to ask, why don't you ask this question? Bob, if he had a question, he'd ask this, but he don't even have no questions no more. But if Bob had a question, Bob would say, wait a minute.
Bob has no questions. We're at the end, tail end of this whole party here.
This tail has begun to wag the dog. But now, if you were Bob and you had a question, you'd say, wait a minute. Wait a second. Enough of this. Hold on. So you mean to say that if the angels find out how a little man human can become a god, if they knew that, then the angel could become a god. All right, so then Bob's question would be, okay, so if you're a little man human and you find this out, you could then figure out how to become an angel, couldn't you? That's what Bob would ask.
Boy,
why can't you transmutate and morph yourself into an angel? That's what happened to Mary when she got lucky that night.
She became an angel?
She got knocked. She got impregnated, and an angel of the Lord came. That was it. Squirt. There we went. Boop. There
okay,
it
but
is.
You started out off saying that a little man could mutate into an angel, but then you brought up Mary. But Mary did not. I know something to sift
she
out.
Didn't mutate. we're connecting the dots. We're saying that's the question Bob would ask. Because some people, if they can't ascend, they'd settle for being an angel. And they don't know how to do it. So, but if the angels knew how to become a god, then you should be able to know how to turn yourself into an angel. If you have all that power, you see. But y'all not using this power, so don't worry about it. Not one drop's going to be wasted. You can believe that before a sovereign God. Not one drop is going to be wasted. Ever sopping, it's like a biscuit and gravy. Sopping it up, the sorghum syrup, the onyx sorghum, and some cow butter, and a cat head biscuit. You don't leave it in the plate? Hell no. You sop that thing. You lick that spoon. You get every drop. Every drop. That's what this power's like. You're going to get it. That every drop's going to get taken. Either you're going to use it or you're going to lose it.
Yeah, that's clear. That's something you... Okay, let's step back then. You've got this wide open right now. Okay, an angel can figure out the human angel construct and they become a god. So that has to involve something with salt then, right?
Of course. Of course. Why do you think Dr. Dean got you drinking salt, for God's sake? How crazy is that? Cardiologists around the world are dying. But they're saying everything is salt. You get too much, you got too much salt. You're salty. You got hypertension, you got this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she got you drinking damn salt. Pretty fun.
Okay, so this flips the... I mean, you all... There you go. Again, Ion has pulled the rug out from beneath our feet. So you're saying that it's possible? Is it possible for an angel to become a god? That's something we've never heard before. And you're saying that's possible now?
Of course. That's what the battle was over. That Lucifer wanted to sit at the right hand of God. To be the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Smoke. No, wait, but that might have been Cheech and Chong, though, up in smoke. Yeah, it might have been Cheech and Chong. But them devils are still alive, though, so that dope didn't kill them, I don't guess.
So, but Ion, how is that possible? I'm going to use the degree of separation because this is really fucking tricky here, buddy. Because, okay, we're on the ascension process for consuming the salt in our water, but also our water has all of the complete formulas as far as the minerals, and then we have the restructure, realign, fluorevive, vitamin C. That's a little different for an angel to become a god.
Mm-hmm. It's the other side. It's the obverse side, the converse and obverse. That's the other side. The other side.
Does that have to do with what you said last weekend? That they're more physical now, right now. Is that because all they need is salt then? Is that what you're saying? All that an angel needs to become a god now is salt because they're
already... Seems to be key. Seems to be key. But now, there are some more to it, and they haven't figured it out. But
should we stop talking about it? Because they're listening. Should we stop?
I know. No, you're fine. They as long as they don't holler at us, we won't tell.
But I am. You should be the other way around, buddy.
It is the other way around.
If they holler at you, that means you're supposed to clamp up instead of telling them.
Oh, no, No. That's completely different. No. No, that's easy. Okay, so the short version is the race is on. Okay?
Yes, it
to get
is.
To it. And the steps are easy. Because they say, oh, Ion, you said the world's going to burn, and you said this, and you said that, yada, 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 yada. All that stuff. Okay, great. But that's not the point. Now, if there's not a lot of room to negotiate it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, then
then it's been in a negotiation.
Okay, so then the point is, up until this point, the only way that an angel could get salt was crying. So you're saying that there's going to be an event where everyone is going to be tribe or crying, and that's how the angels will be able to consume salt and become gods?
They will do anything. Anything.
Too many words?
No. They will do anything.
Yeah. And that's the only, to my knowledge, from listening to you, The only way that an angel can get salt, and now you just put a monkey on the wrench and a wrench on the monkey, of that angels can become gods from salt, okay, let's put it this way. Is there any other way that an angel can consume salt outside of tears?
Nope. And dead men don't cry. So that ain't going to help them. See what happens if they kill them? They don't cry. So they're fucked. The day now they gotta keep you, you gotta be the unquieted dead. That's why we talking about the zombie apocalypse.
So is there something looming where people are gonna be challenged to cry and that's where the angels can become gods? Is that what you're saying?
That's what you damn Hollywood's doing now, them poor babies, making them be terrified and then killing them their proton charged blood from the irradiated fear. That's how that works.
Well, there's something in that too. Thank you for that. Yep. Okay.
Same thing. Same song, different verse. But you never thought you'd live long enough to see them putting their babies in cages and having them look that way, knowing they're gonna kill them. And the babies know they're gonna get killed too. Well, don't put us in that buggy. We'll show you.
Is that whole process okay? Let's
not be pretty.
Like I said, this whole thing. I don't. My other questions, because I mean, I still have more to go from the notes from Dimitri, Steve, and Skip. But
we're gonna iron all this out here, buddy.
Okay, is that process, that pedophile thing you're talking about, killing the kids? Is that driven by Lucifer?
No, it's driven by humans. It's driven by the humans trying to stay godlike. It's the false version of it.
Okay. Boy.
And it's a pretend effective. But the problem is, it's like them antibiotics. They'll make you feel better for a minute, but then they drop you like a rock. So when you get off the adrenal cortichrome, adrenal corticotrichrome, whatever that stuff is, when you get off of it, boy, you fall off. You fall off. Like you get dope sick real quick.
Mm. Boy, okay. There may be some more questions
That's the fictitious. That's the fictitious in impetus. So the word you've missed out of this conversation is construct. That's what you're trying to see. The construct is how it's being pieced together. The angels don't know, or they would have done it already. The humans apparently don't know, or we wouldn't be having this. We'd be divvying up the spoils of war.
But you see. Isn't the key... Okay, now see, we... Okay, stop me if I'm going to proceed. But isn't the human-angel construct... the cell? Because there are angels in the angel diagram. That's the thing that we've all been tuned into for the last 12 years of knowing about.
And you know the little marks? Do you remember that little circle thing? The little thingy thing? You know, it's got a little circle around it. And you know, it's got the different... How many levels are there? 14? Is that right?
Yes. 14 rings.
Is that...
With 14
isn't
rings.
Get out! Get out of town. Sure enough,
in each ring,
14 degrees. Get out. Get out of town. That's exciting. That's good. That's good news for y'all, then. That's good news. And look at them. Did you see them little pluses? Remember the little pluses?
135 pluses.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Those apply to something. Or in the individual ring, they would mean something for each ring, wouldn't they? Because there's something about... Now, we've never said this before. We never said this. That once that's activated, it will actually make the lotus flower bloom. Can you believe that? Well, that's crazy. That's some crazy shit, ain't it? That's the point.
Okay, there's something there. How to get to this avenue here. Think. Okay, Ion. So, you agree that the angel diagram is... with human angel construct.
That's the only way it could be displayed so that you get the tactile, visceral comma tension gravity fucked up rainbow bullshit version that will allow you to find a way to be able to ascend. Well, if you can't, unless you can find a little leprechaun, leprechaun can get you a pot of gold. But even gold ain't going to help you then. You'll have to drink it. You have to drink your gold.
Okay. Thank you, Ian. Okay, now, another thing. Let's put some more sauce in the soup here. You confirmed last year, I don't even want to say it, you confirmed, I was, fuck the time, that the OA movements operate the first five rings of the angel diagram. Does that still apply?
Choose a different word. Not, they don't, what are the first five rings? They don't say the word.
Activate.
No, no.
There's something. Okay, I don't have the words. I have the note.
Yeah.
But as far as drilling
no, no.
my mind.
I know. But we just want to say the right thing. It's not an activation. Okay. It's not an automation.
Okay.
Do you remember? There's a book in the Bible you probably looked at once. It's called Ezekiel. Ever heard that?
Yes, I do.
Now, in the dry bones, way back before the dry bones, 437, way back in there, before, and even after that, the Job issue, you can find it in Job, but it's so boring, and it's so terrible, all that destruction, trying to make Job cry out to God so that that angel can get your goody. See, he didn't do it, though. But Ezekiel was talking about the wheel and a wheel. Remember?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes,
now, if you
I
put
do.
That together and you figure out the faces, remember?
Yes.
The faces. Those yes. faces then come into play. And when it comes into play, then what happens is you have some more information that would also mirror or... Okay, do you know what homeopathy is?
Yes, you take a little bit of something and you can amplify the effect as far as treating.
Yeah. Typically, the only way you can get it into your system and hold in solution is through something called a tincture.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, uh-huh. So maybe Ezekiel would be the example of the tincture that would apply the homeopathy that would start the process of activating, that's not the right word, automating, that's not the right word, jumping off.
Engaging.
First five rings.
Mm-hmm. From the
so, Ion, are you implying that the rings of the angel diagram would act like wheels? One wheel, first level.
Like a
one
gyroscope.
Wave.
Like yeah. a gyroscope. Mm-hmm. That's
so,
what we said. We said that.
Yeah.
We said that. Remember the gyroscope, and you spin it,
yeah.
and then it turns, and then the outside turns, and it got spins, and it'll stand up because it has a spin. Remember we talking about the centrifugal spin? Then we
yeah.
talked about the fall. Then we talked about the core. We talked about how Mother Earth, we don't know what the hell that is, Mother Earth, something. And then the humans are living on the Earth, and then it gives a representation of how you feed off the Earth, and then the Earth feeds off you, and you know, all that silly swish. You know, that shit, that total fucked up biology crap, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the angel diagram, is that representing the Earth?
No. That's the platform.
Okay. So it's a, yeah, so let me go back to each ring. Is each ring going in a different direction?
They're each independent of themselves. So how many degrees
right.
of freedom are they? Then yes.
Yeah, 14. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Of each ring.
Okay. Okay.
14 what?
Bob just woke up.
Yeah, 14 what? What
pickle,
are they? Parts in the body or something?
Pickle, pickle, and pickle,
degrees
and pickle
freedom,
barrel, 14
degrees of freedom in each ring. of the angel diagram.
There's a what? A freedom of... Yeah,
14 degree,
degree of freedom.
14 degrees of freedom in each ring of the 14 rings.
Well, what are they? The stages of apprehension? The dram of cognition? Come on, give it to me.
No, the movement.